If you find yourself just consistently having the same argument or responding in exactly the same way with no resolve.
Your blended family has 100% chance of success when you do it God's way.
We are Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Let's get after it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast. We are super excited you're here with us. Super excited.
Super.
If you haven't taken a chance already, like, share, comment, leave us a review. You can always email us at info@blendedkingdomfamilies.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, especially on these episodes, because right now we're in a series highlighting mental health.
Yes.
As you guys know, in addition to Blended Kingdom Families, Vanessa and I own a counseling center called Seven Therapy. It's in Colleyville, Texas, in the DFW metro area, and that's Seven, S-E-V-N, therapy.com. You can go check it out. It's literally one of the most unique environments for counseling that I've ever seen, and love what it does with people and the way they experience this environment. And today, we're going to be highlighting another one of our therapists that is phenomenal. So, Vanessa,
yes,
take it away.
Y'all. So we have our therapist and friend, Alicia Williams.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome, friend. She's first and foremost a wife, but yes. She also has a very unhealthy obsession with chips and queso. So
yes, I have to confess.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all are
so
like,
good.
So right for each other.
Yes. So good. So good.
Yes, a lot of Torchy's Tacos.
Oh,
put that
gosh.
Plug in there for Torchy's,
yes.
Cuz they have some good queso.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So good.
So good.
Well, you guys, Alicia,
are y'all gonna talk about chips and salsa some more?
I mean, it could be therapy in itself. Yeah.
I know. Yes, so exactly. Well, you guys, Alicia is also an LPC associate here at Seven. She specializes in couples therapy, including premarital and marriage counseling and young adults. She utilizes a cognitive behavioral and solution-focused therapeutic approach to help others achieve freedom through the therapeutic process. Alicia hopes to help others learn more about themselves and use that knowledge to become the best version of themselves. So,
yeah.
I love that.
Alicia and I are kind of similar. We kind of do a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
So really
yeah.
focused on marriage, couples.
Yes.
I love
Y'all
pre-marriage.
Do some teens,
yes.
Too.
Yeah. Pre-marriage counseling is one of my favorite things in the world to do. In fact, we've even like had, we're counseling couples and you're counseling one and I'm counseling the other.
Yeah.
So
we've
done some collaboration that way.
Yeah. Well, and so today's topic, and I think this is such a good one because there's been such a taboo like around counseling
mm-hmm.
for so long.
Absolutely.
But today, guys, we're going to talk about when is it time to go to therapy mm-hmm. and some common misconceptions about therapy with blended families, because I know that we've run into this issue in our blended family mm-hmm. in the past, but Alicia, we're just going to hand it over to you. So first tell us, anyone that's listening, maybe they're struggling in their marriage, their blended family, maybe they're having like sibling issues with their children and stepchildren.
Yeah.
You know, what is, if they're wondering like, hey, maybe we should go to therapy, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of people wait until they're in crisis mode to go to therapy.
Absolutely.
So share with us, like, when is a good time?
Yeah. So I think with a lot of blended families, whether it's the couple that wants to come mm-hmm. or they want to bring their teenager in mm-hmm. to see me, I think one of the biggest reasons with couples specifically is when you're having cyclical arguments.
Oh, yeah.
When you're arguing about the same thing over and over and you're not getting any type of resolve.
That's
or
good.
You are resolving it, but it keeps popping up in every subsequent argument mm-hmm. and you just can't seem to get past a certain point.
Yeah.
With blended families, there can be a lot of fodder for the fire when it comes to that.
Yeah. Yep.
And so getting a second opinion about what's going on and getting some tools to really help you communicate with your spouse in the best way can be really helpful. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be this difficult thing. You can really get support so that you can have a really thriving marriage, even in a blended family.
Yeah. So you say cyclical, that's a hard word to say,
cyclical
arguments.
Yes.
So I want to dive into what that means real quick. So think about these in practical examples. If
Absolutely.
You find yourself just consistently having the same argument or responding in exactly the same way
Absolutely.
With no resolve.
Absolutely.
So you're having this argument of, you know, maybe you're not communicating correctly, or you're always short, or, you know, you're not spending enough time with the family. Time is huge in this.
Yeah.
Or you seem always distracted by your phone or work.
Yeah.
Or, you know, intimacy could be an issue as well.
Absolutely.
So these things that continue to come up, whether it's weekly or monthly or every couple of months.
Yeah.
And there's just no resolve to
Absolutely.
It.
Yeah.
Well, and I would say too, with cyclical things are typically spiritual things too.
Absolutely.
And so,
absolutely.
And what I love too about Alicia, she's also a biblical counselor. So we do biblical counseling at 7. And so what I think is so great about counseling too, it's not only are you dealing with just practical, but it's the spiritual component of it as well.
Absolutely. And we get a lot of believers who are struggling in their marriages, and you know, they have prayed about it, they've interceded about it, they're talking to friends about it, and we're really just not getting to that place. And so having a biblical counselor who not only understands your marriage from that psychological standpoint, but also can support you in that spiritual aspect can be really life-changing for a couple that needs that. So
absolutely.
I can't tell you how many times I've worked with couples and they come to me for Christian counseling, which you would think that that would be kind of an assumed of what I'm going to say, but we're sitting there talking and I'm thinking, do you understand that, you know, the enemy wants to destroy your marriage?
Absolutely.
Like, you have a real enemy
that
is coming to divide you, that's coming at looking at the things you're about to accomplish, looking at the generations you're about to affect.
Yeah.
And he's coming in between your marriage and you're thinking it's this one issue.
Right.
And where we have to just like, and that's the huge benefit of biblical counseling.
Absolutely.
Is it takes the focus not on purely each other to understand that you are working as a team and that you are working for something bigger.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So talking again, we're going to go through like when's the right time to go to counseling? So I love that you said cyclical, these things, the arguments are going around.
Yeah.
What other maybe, I'm going to call it a trigger, but really not a trigger. You know, not like in a bad sense. I'm saying, hey, this is going on. We need to look.
Yeah.
What are things happening?
This is something that I know you guys talk a lot about is when you bring up the D word, divorce.
Yeah.
If you have used that in an argument, if that has popped up in any type of conversation, especially with a blended family, that to me is kind of like a red flag. That's kind of we need to kind of come in and talk. Even if it's something that was just a flyby comment,
I
think we use humor or sarcasm as a defense mechanism.
100%.
And that can be revealing more of what's going on under the surface. And so if you or your spouse has kind of thrown that on the table, it's one thing to have an argument. It's one thing to disagree with your spouse about an opinion, but I think it's another thing to consider leaving the marriage. And so at that point, if you have not already had support in that way through therapy, I think that would be an excellent opportunity not to throw that thing away, but really get some support for you and your spouse. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
You can't say bomb on a plane.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You shouldn't say divorce in a marriage.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I love that you said that.
Yeah. I love that as a support that you guys all talk about all the time. And I even have couples who are like, we knew at that point that was when we needed to get help.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I mean, just to be completely vulnerable, I remember the first time it was said to me in my first marriage.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, And then when it's something that's used over and over, you then start to, again, we just talked about this on the episode with Sonia, but it was like, whatever you think, you then begin to say,
Absolutely.
And then you begin to act.
Yeah.
And so if you're starting to say, if you're thinking things in your mind and then you're starting to say them, you know, again, I love that you said that the red flag, Alicia, because I mean, that can then go to a very dark place that you don't want to go to really fast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, we talked about the enemy loves to, he loves to attack our minds.
Yes.
Because that's, you know, and scripture reminds us that whatever is in the heart, the mouth will speak. And so if it's attacking our mind, and Pastor Jimmy Evans uses this analogy, you know, from the mind to the heart, and then it's coming out, man, are we saying things and doing things that are bringing life or are we tearing our spouse or our blended family down?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
no question. And again, these are all things, and I think people generally know when they need help.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean,
absolutely.
See, this is the big bridge that we're going to get over today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to draw a parallel. If you collapsed on the floor, I'm going to bet that you're going to go see a doctor because you know that's going to be well and good for you.
Yeah.
Like if you know, break your leg, you're going to go to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, when people need to go to counseling, they know they need help. But here's the but is people have such a misconception about counseling.
Yes.
And this is the part that drives me absolutely batty. It's the reason we created Seven. It's the entire reason that this, we don't do anything, you know, different from the generally accepted principles of counseling.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But what we do is we change the environment.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to change the perception. Mm-hmm. People's perception of counseling is that it is, first of all, it's for the weak. Mm-hmm. That's one perception.
That's
that only the weak go for help. I can, and I blame men for this a lot, especially like the 70s and 80s men, is we became so strong-willed in our own head.
Absolutely.
That we forgot to teach our children that it's okay to get help.
Yeah.
So that it's for the weak, that's one. Two, that it's going to be weird, that it's uncomfortable, you know, I don't want to go into that dark room. And of course, TV didn't help the whole thing. TV in the 80s and 90s.
Sit on this old leather couch.
This whole, like, lay down, and the therapist is sitting behind you, like, half asleep and half writing. And, like, and then just only says, well, how did you feel about that?
Yeah.
And then you know, magically, you're something good happens. That's not true.
Yeah.
And it's not just for the dark rooms and the dark places. We created Seven to change the atmosphere and the perception around counseling. This is a bright, this is a very airy, beautiful environment.
Yeah.
So the biggest misconceptions, how do we move past that?
Yeah.
How do we overcome that?
Yeah, I think one of the things that can be super helpful is just coming. Yeah. I think one of the beautiful parts about the whole reason why I came to Seven is when I walked through the door, I was like, this is a place that I know I can do real work and real change. There was just a level of hope that I felt as soon as I walked through the door. And I think sometimes we can make the process of even getting in so complicated. But I love that about Seven. We make the intake process so simple. Like, you can call the office and next day you can come in and see someone. And so we're really about eliminating all of the misconceptions, all of the hurdles, so that it can be a really quick process. You're talking to a person, you are interacting with people who are for your marriage. I think a misconception is that people are going to come in with their problems and their junk and the therapist is going to say, oh, you shouldn't be together, or that the therapist is going to try to break you up or something like that. Yeah. But if you're for your marriage, we're for your marriage as well.
Yes.
And so we're going to do everything within our education and our power to support you and empower you to have the marriage of your dreams. And so I think the biggest thing is just coming. It's just getting in the car, getting online, and coming and really just experiencing it for yourself. That's the best way.
Yeah, I think and just speaking of that, Alicia, I remember we had a client that they were bringing their children and they just came. Like, I don't think that they even, like, called or they were like, we just came. And so I love that you said that, because it's the hardest yet best thing that we can do. And it's just taking a step in a direction to change our mental health, to help, you know, change our, or, you know, strengthen our marriage, you know, get those resources and get those tools. And I love that you said that we are for our marriage, because not only are we treating the individuals, we're treating your marriage, we're treating your blended family.
Yeah.
And so that is in itself is almost like a client, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so you're not just treating one person, but it's like you're treating the entire conception of what you're coming in with.
Yeah. So I want to say two more things here. One, again, and I know not everybody listens to us is in DFW in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So if you're not, I understand that. If you're in Texas, you do have an option to see us online, and that's a great thing. But I don't want to do is tell you that's the only option.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you there's a movement that is happening where mental health and counseling is gaining so much traction, and I think therapists are really pushing this healthy option of, you know, reduced medication. Not that medication's all bad, but again, we don't want to be relying upon that forever. So counseling in general is picking up the pace of saying, hey, we can really help your marriage and help your family. So if you're in one of those areas that you're like, hey, I don't have a Seven here.
Yeah.
So you can always go to Psychology Today,
absolutely,
type in your zip code, enter in all the specifics. It's going to pull up all the counselors that are in your area.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell this one story here. I remember I had an older lady who called me, and we did the intake form, and I got her scheduled, and she was probably in her 70s. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the call, I could tell her voice was pretty emotional. And she said to me, this is the bravest thing I've done.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Not coming to counseling,
right,
just making the first phone call.
Absolutely.
She was like, this was the hardest and bravest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
In her 70 years of life.
Yeah. Wow.
And I remember, and that just stuck with me because I think there's a lot of people out there, whether you're in your marriage or individual or your blended family's just struggling, and you're just so scared to come tell somebody your problems. Mm-hmm. And as therapists, we've heard a lot of stories.
Trust me. Yeah. We probably heard most of it.
You're not gonna shock us.
Yeah.
And really in our emotions as therapists, we're there to show you empathy. We're there to employ the tools that we know to help you. Mm-hmm. But it's not to judge you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not to shame you.
Yeah.
It's not to do anything like that. So if you're in that boat and you're scared,
just
pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Make a call.
Yeah. Yeah. We make it so easy. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So I want to give last thoughts to you ladies.
Yeah.
So one, what encouragement would you give somebody?
Ooh, yeah.
And maybe the last thing is, what do you think is the most beneficial part of counseling?
Mm.
So y'all, either one of those, y'all take either one.
Oh, ooh. Gosh.
What encourages or what's the most beneficial?
I'll go with the most, I think the most encouraging.
Yes.
Most encouraging thing. I think, as a mom, as a, ministry leader and sister, friend, like all the things, you know, there's just a lot of stuff and I can tell Scott my things and I love it because, and not everybody's spouse is a therapist, but he'll be like, "Hey, do you want me to, do you want me to listen? Do you want me to, or give my advice?" And I always say, I want you to listen, then I want you to encourage me, and then I want you to give my advice. But even,
sometimes yeah, we don't make I it love to, sometimes that. Sometimes we order. Don't make it to the advice part. Sometimes we just get to the listen part.
But sometimes I just, you know, in doing all those things, you can feel very alone.
Yes.
And sometimes, like, maybe like just, and even your spouse doesn't understand exactly what it is that you're going through. And you can't really, I can't really verbalize that in a way. And so I think, what is encouraging about counseling is that I can go into a safe place with somebody who doesn't know anyone that I know.
Right.
And I can just spill everything out that is within me. They can pray over me. That's what I love about biblical counseling specifically is, and they can point me to scripture and to things in the Bible and speak things over me, that the Holy Spirit is leading them in that maybe he didn't speak through Scott with, you know, or my friend or whoever. And so I think that that's what has been encouraging to me, when doing counseling is that I have this person that I can go to,
love that.
To be able to process things out with.
That's good. I think one of the biggest benefits is when you walk into a counseling office, and this has happened to me so many times, especially with people who've never been to counseling for the first time, and they sit down and I'm sitting there and it's like there's that moment where they're like, oh my gosh, we're about to do this thing. And when they get to just share their story, some people have never just sat and shared what they've been through and just had someone sit and listen to them, because most people want to fix. Most people want to either get their story across. And so having that empathy and that safe place, I think, can be the biggest benefit. I've had clients that just come in and share their stories. And yes, we're about tools and giving you concrete things to do. But some people have just come and been like, I've never just shared my story.
Yeah.
And there is power in owning what I've been through and the healing that I need to go through. And so I think therapy, as we start, as you begin this journey, just having a safe place to tell your story, I think can be one of the biggest benefits, is having that sense of safety.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're going to finish up today. But again, Alicia, thanks so much for being with
you.
Us. And again, if you want to schedule time with Alicia, you can visit 7therapy.com. Her bio is there.
Yeah.
You can go down, request an appointment.
Awesome.
She would love to spend time with you and help you in any way possible. But guys, thanks so much for being with us today. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and we will see you next week.
Be blessed in all that you do.
Hey, guys, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
And you can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we hang out with more amazing podcast guests. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.